You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of IDSA 2007, the 45th annual meeting of the Infectious Diseases Society of America. The conference took place in San Diego, California, from October 4th through October 7th, 2007.
Welcome. This is Bonnie Goldman, editorial director of the Body Pro. I'm in San Diego at IDSA 2007, one of the year's HIV conferences. Right now, I'm in the poster session, where researchers are standing in front of their posters, discussing the research and answering questions. There's nothing like hearing the results of research directly from those who actually conducted the research. It is these men and women who are transforming HIV treatment and care. In this podcast, the researchers will introduce themselves and then summarize their study. After their summary, I'll ask a few questions.
Hi, my name is Adina Greenbaum. I'm a fourth-year medical student at Johns Hopkins, and we were looking at the effect of age and heart regimen in HIV-infected older adults. This is important because the percentage of people with HIV who are elderly is going to be increasing. It is increasing now. It's going to be increasing even more in the coming years. So we looked at time to virologic suppression in these older adults versus younger adults. Our older adults are those who are 50 and older versus younger adults who are less than 40 years of age. And just looking at this population at baseline, this is about 900 patients. It's a multi-site study. We had four different sites in this, which were both community-based and academic centers. We had 965 younger patients and 270 older patients who at baseline had similar CD4 counts, similar viral loads. The older patients were more likely to have IDU and heterosexual sex as a risk factor, as opposed to younger patients who are more likely to have MSM as a risk factor. And the first thing we looked at was time to virologic suppression. So looking overall at older patients versus younger patients suppress faster than younger patients. Older patients suppress in about 4 months, whereas younger patients suppress in about 5 months.
And this is similar adherence rates from
That's really interesting. We don't have adherence in this data set. So adherence is unknown. And then when we looked at stratified by age, if you look at people over 50, very similar time to suppression between those on non-nukes and PIs. However, looking at people less than 40, our younger group, people on non-nukes suppressed faster. People on PIs took them about 6 months as median time to suppression for them. Looking at our regression factors associated with increased time to suppression, so the adjusted hazard ratios show that both older age and non-nuke regimen are associated with faster virologic suppression. So the implications for this, first it shows that older patients are suppressing, so it's important to get them on therapy and it's important to keep them on therapy because they are suppressing. Our next steps are to look at some more clinical endpoints, so CD4, does their CD4 boost as well as younger patients? What are the opportunistic infections they're getting? How many of those are they getting? And what's their mortality like? And what's the cause of mortality? Is it HIV-related or is it related to other things that are seen in the general older population? And what are the toxicities associated with these drugs? Are they different in the older population versus younger population?
So that you didn't look at?
Those are next steps. CD4 is ongoing now. So
the viral load, it looks like it was very similar.
Yes, baseline viral loads were very similar between the two groups. There was no significant difference in median baseline viral load, and when you look at the number of patients who had less than 10,000, 10,000 to 100,000, greater than 100,000 at baseline, it was similar between the two groups.
And I see the HIV Research Network. Could you explain what that is?
Sure. It's a group of several sites across the country, both adult and pediatric sites, and there's several sites in each of the geographic regions, and there's also academic sites and community sites, and it was originally started to gather data on healthcare utilization, how people with HIV are using different aspects of both inpatient, outpatient, emergency rooms. They recently have expanded to include information on clinical outcomes as well, such as this.
So how many sites participated?
This includes data on four sites. There's a total of 21 sites in the network, but since they're just starting to gather more of the clinical information, this includes the four sites.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
This has been a report on IDSA 2007 from The Body Pro. For more podcasts and full coverage of this conference, visit us online at thebodypro.com/IDSA 2007.